This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, October 1. Well, crop reports kind of dominated the ag space yesterday, but cattle markets did have some action of their own. They had another push down, which takes us into new lows for this move, and it's been quite a sell-off from the high here just a couple months ago. But we should be now pretty much completing the downside formation. We're looking for that one more push down, and we are indeed getting that. Markets were under a bit of pressure coming into the crop report release. Feeders were down about $2.50, and lives were down about 70 on the front month. The crop reports were bearish for corn and soybeans and bullish for wheat. So initially, corn and beans came under quite a bit of pressure, and the cattle markets tried to bounce a little bit. The feeders had a nice little bounce. They were still down a buck, but they were well off their lows. And then as the corn started to recover, the selling came back into the cattle market. So feeder cattle ended up down about $2, $2.50 on the back months. The live cattle were down about $1.30 on the front month. So we see bear spreads working in live cattle, but bull spreads working in feeder cattle. So that's another signal that, you know, perhaps you're running out of gas to the downside. You pretty much want to see the front months be the leaders. And if they're not, that would suggest that there's just not that much more momentum in that. So we'll see where we go. But that's my expectation, is that we'll kind of stamp a low in this market and have a pretty decent correction to the upside before we start yet another leg down into the winter. The cash market's getting rolling pretty strong earlier this week. Looks like we're going to average around 123 on the Fed trade, is down 1 from last week. Dress trade around 195 is down 1 also. Box beef down yet another day for both of them. Choice was down 235. We're sitting at 295. Select was down 246 at 269. The spread was up 11 cents at 25.66. Movement was 129 loads. So we're keeping track of how many days down box beef has been since the high of August 23rd. We're down 25 of the last 27 days. Choice has dropped $53, which is 15% from its high. And Select has dropped $50, which is 16% down from its high. The slaughter rates so far this week, 473,000 head. That's down 4,000 from last week, and it's down 3,000 from last year. So clearly we saw some catching up. We were down, we're well below the previous week as of a couple days ago. So clearly we're catching up in the slaughter pace. The feeder cattle index was down 88 cents. We're sitting at 153.78. So we're seeing some sliding there. Been down 3 days in a row after being choppy kind of back and forth for a few weeks. But it's been on a general down slide. Since about the 1st of September, we've lost $5 in the feeder index. Now, we know that placements were heavier than expected in August. I would think that placements will be pretty high in September as well. Most of the fall run of calves are already placed. Usually, you kind of see that in September, October. This year, we saw it in August, September. And that was primarily because of the drought in the Northern Plains. Many of those calves from the Northern Plains left even earlier than that, but they went to the south where we had good pasture conditions, luckily. And those calves are now coming off pasture in pretty heavy weights. So they're going into the feedlots with heavy weights. They'll finish with a larger carcass and heavier weight than normal as well, if they're going to take them to full finish weight. So they have the capacity to be a much bigger animal than what they would have if they'd been placed at lighter weights. So that will, as long as the feedlots stay current, then that's not a problem. But it wouldn't take much to get them behind in their marketings with those large framed animals in the feedlots. So the packers are still fully in control. Slaughter capacity has been reduced for months, and it just has not been able, it's not enough to remove the pressure from the feedlots and let them gain any kind of advantage or leverage against the packer. That's the case, and it looks like that's going to be the case for a while. Until you get some more packing plants online, there are some being built, but it takes time. And once that happens, then I think it relieves a great deal of pressure in the market. And you're suddenly going to find yourself with probably excess slaughter capacity, especially considering our herd size is declining, calf crop is declining. You just have fewer numbers available to be put into feedlots at the same time that you've got an increasing slaughter capacity here just around the corner. Interesting paradox, but that's the way things work. I think that in itself will contribute to the bull market once we turn the corner here, but that's still a ways down the road. I think it's at least a year down the road before you even start to retain heifers, and that's just a matter of Mother Nature giving some good grass and hay in the northern plains. And you know, so far the southern plains have been okay. They've avoided these major droughts from the west coast and the southwest and northern plains. It's all around them, but so far they have managed to avoid it over these last few years. It would be a much different story if Texas were to get engulfed in a drought, and they would have to be not only liquidating cattle but not able to take cattle from other regions. So again, I think it's going to take a while to develop, but we know that we are looking at smaller numbers of feeder cattle just simply because of the smaller herd size. That is already starting to take place. We're already seeing the effects of that. But again, you know, you got heavier weights of animals coming to the feedlots. There's still going to be plenty of beef production for these next several months. As you get into next spring, the calving season, you're going to see these smaller numbers. And then, of course, you know, it takes a while for that to show up in the feedlots. But yeah, a year from now, it'll be a much different story, I think. And of course, that will depend on if you have something to feed them. If you don't, it just extends for another year. But the bull market in cattle is coming. And I think that once it takes hold, then you have not only the normal process of removing heifers from the feedlots as you rebuild herds, but now you'll have more slaughter capacity competing for those smaller numbers. That poses a very positive outlook for the market. But again, it's still quite a ways down the road, at least a year, if not a year and a half to 2 years down the road. We had export sales out yesterday. Beef, 17,100 ton. Japan took 5,500. South Korea, 5,300. And China, 2,800. For pork export sales, 42,600. Mexico took 20,000 of that. China, 14,000. And Japan took 2,600. So I think, again, just to kind of wrap things up here, I do look for the live cattle and feeder cattle both probably to have just a little bit more to the downside, but I don't see much. And then I would expect that we'll go into an upward correction for a few weeks before we start yet another leg down as we head into the winter. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.